listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Yo, it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. I got Trav, got Groovy Drew, and I would like to say this. From the last episode, it crossed my mind that we need to give our flowers to one of the most dopest women to ever walk the face of Columbus, Georgia, who gave us a good content.
Say the word. Say the word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Really saying,
bro, we gonna. Well, I'm just saying. It's Georgia, the whole world. You know what I'm saying? Dope. You know, you real dope. You bring energy to the podcast. We just want to give our flowers to Miss Marissa, and we appreciate you and everything you do. That being said, welcome to the Gin Talk Podcast, and today we're talking about cheating.
What are we talking about?
Cheating,
man. Man,
wait!
Oh, no. Fucking up production, dude.
Give me that one. That's the wrong one.
Mute yourself. We're gonna cut him out.
Yeah,
Michael
edited
it out. Whoever's editing.
Mute yourself.
Oh, hey, Drew. It's been a long time. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
Yeah. I haven't spoke with you in, since what's the show on Netflix we were watching? Jenny and Georgia new season came out. That's the last time I remember talking to you.
Somebody said you talking shit about me.
Who was talking shit about you?
The big one.
Yeah, he heard that episode where you said we can't what's it called? We can't what is it?
Oh, she said she
none.
Can't deal. Drew began mad.
Nah, we know. We're like, oh, we none. We nonchalant.
I couldn't have said Drew was nonchalant.
Yeah, you said he got mad a lot.
Yeah, he got like that little short man syndrome.
Great way to kick off the podcast.
It's okay. Yeah,
Drew, I'll be proving her point because Burger King just put mayo on my sandwich, so I'm fucking pissed.
What's wrong with that?
Good.
What's wrong with mayonnaise?
That shit fuck up my stomach.
Oh.
What it do to it?
You know, you ain't lactose. I haven't seen you drink Wesco.
Mayo make you sick?
Mm-hmm.
You at your mom's house? Or you about to go home? Eat the sandwich and shit.
I can't eat no dry sandwich. I got to have mayo on mine, especially a burger. Hey,
you got to get something in there.
He probably wanted like mustard and ketchup instead of mayo. And when Burger King put mayo on something, if y'all add some light mayo, they're gonna give you the whole bottle, the whole jar, whatever they getting it out.
They just a lot of cream pie the whole entire sandwich. Damn.
What a way to put it in perspective, Mike.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, and if you ask for mustard, they'll cook it hot and ready. So yeah. But yeah, today we're talking about cheating. We're talking about cheating. And we're asking, like, is cheating is the end all be all? Can you deal with your partner or, you know, your significant other cheating on you? We're also going to be talking about post-nut clarity after your nut. Or whenever you do that, after you have sex and cheating, all that, we're going to bring it all into perspectives, like different amounts of cheating, the different types of cheating. Can you deal with it? And we're going to talk about lusting after the opposite sex as a friend. So, who feels like cheating is the end all be all? I do.
Of course you do. I knew you was gonna say that. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Everybody says they can. I'm just saying. Everybody says they can handle their spouse cheating. Now, you did some years with this person and all that shit, and they go lusting after another person. And that person probably has done some stuff to them because you're probably not in the room with them. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how kind of spark they feel. You don't know if she was slobbering at the mouth or hitting the high notes. They never you did. Or she done made your man make a noise and all that. He just can't quit the pussy and all that shit. You're going to feel some type of way. So how can you have that lingering on your head knowing somebody else cheated on you? You might as well just go find somebody else who's going to appreciate you. But I think a lot of people don't want to go through that whole talking stage of starting over. They just want to be like, you know what? They know me. They get me. I'm just going to be comfortable where I'm at. Fuck all that. You cheat on me, that shit over with. I'm just saying.
I can do it, but I can understand both ways. Like, I ain't even about the sex part. It's just about the, like, you know what I'm saying? The confidence you done put in this other person, like, because sex, I don't really care about sex, because shit, it just sex is sex most of the time, but it's the other stuff, like the mental and like the feeling comfortable enough with this person telling all stuff, like the pillow talking and the emotional connection. The sex comes secondary, in my opinion. But the other stuff, that shit, it's hard to, in most cases with somebody, especially me speaking as like, now I ain't gonna say all, when a woman cheats, she gonna get this connection to this other dude, you know, and like more than sex, it's gonna be like a connection, a kind of a bond they're working on. It's somebody she can see herself with. So that put it over top of me more than the sex.
Trust me. Some women, it'd be 99.9%. Most women gonna get attached emotionally if you're giving them what they need and all that. I know a lot of people say, no. There'd be girls that be saying, I'm not sexually, emotionally attached to sex. And then the next time you hit them, then it's a whole different story, because you done hit it, the spot that nobody else can reach and all that shit. It happens.
It ain't even about hitting that spot that you can reach. It's about getting that mind. You get the mind, you get the body. You get the whole thing once you get the mind. See, a woman cheat with a woman cheat, she cheat with a replacement. We cheat for some a nut.
Basically.
Like that.
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm just saying, like, she, like, if you a nigga who ain't really dressing up, and then the nigga who all dressed up and give her compliments and all that shit, because I remember Marissa said, it's easy for men to cheat because let that girl come around and say, hey, handsome, all the time. And come around, you say, hey, handsome, and all that shit.
The compliments for the men.
Yeah, the compliments. Yeah, and then they get like, damn, I don't get this at the house. Let me go see what this is about and all that shit.
The compliments, the affirmations, the reassurance.
Yeah.
So. But it can be the same. I think it can be the same thing with women, too. That's what Trav getting it. Like, once you go... It sometimes, most of the time, it's harder to get a woman than it is a man. Like, when a woman really into the person that they in a relationship with, a man gonna have to do a lot.
He's gonna do a lot.
Like, they gotta knock down some walls and some kick down doors and all type of stuff. But if they catch her at that weak moment, like when her dude probably going through the most, or he always there when her and the dude going through the most, it probably a little bit easier then. I guess since I'm talking, I should just tell y'all my take on it.
Yeah.
With the whole cheating. I think it just, certain circumstances, cheating is the deal breaker. If it becomes a habit, then it's definitely a deal breaker. If you cheat with your ex, that's the deal breaker.
Yeah, because that's a connection there. You cheat for the connection.
Like, you gonna fuck with my mental doing it. I'm gonna be feeling like, that's where you want to be at anyways. It depends on the type, depending on who you cheat with. So if you make a habit of it, it's the deal breaker. If you cheat with your ex, and if you cheat with that so-called friend that's supposed to just be your friend, because I've never been the female that's going to question your friendship with somebody of the opposite sex. But y'all have sex, and then I find out about it. Oh, this is who you cheated with? Yeah, it's a wrap. I ain't even gonna make her or me. Like, I'ma just go ahead and remove myself out of the situation. It's not like, it's your friendship with her or your relationship with me. No, just go have your friendship relationship with her. So, yeah.
But how's that different from, like, him just meeting a random chick at the club, though? Won't you feel some type of way?
No, because
like, if it's somebody you, if it's somebody that you friends with, y'all already got like y'all got a solid ass friendship. Most of the time, when a man when people have friends of the opposite sex, they usually been friends for a long time. They done built the bond. They probably didn't. The sexual attraction is usually normal to be there for people. Anyways, I can't even say of the opposite sex because now we live in a world where women are attracted to women, and you know, y'all men ain't gonna. They ain't really just attracted to each other, but so it's normal for the sexual attraction to be there. But then sometimes you can be friends with somebody that you're not sexually attracted to. But if y'all are two fine individuals and y'all, but each one of y'all got something, like your male friend got something that you like in men anyways, you make the decision to not act on that attraction. But so if y'all been friends and y'all done suppressed this desire to not act on something and y'all all of a sudden act on it, y'all been wanting to do it. You just meet somebody in the club and you fucked up and you have sex with them.
One night stand.
A
nigga, like, come home,
but is that something you did? But if you make a habit of that and you keep fucking that girl or you keep going to the club picking up bitches, then now you gotta go. Because you gotta, there's something you clearly want to do. You don't want to be committed. You don't want to be monogamous. So go live that life. Damn. So it's a big difference when you have sex with your friend of the opposite sex that you've been friends with compared to you meeting some random person having sex with. No.
I can't do that. Yeah. You can do that, Trail.
What it?
Like if your girl go out there to a club and get dicked down by some dude at the club she didn't never met.
How would you know?
That's another thing too, because like cheating can't be a person if you don't know about it.
It's not cheating if you never got caught. So I'm saying cheating because you did get caught. I'm saying cheating because you did get caught. Huh?
That's how you know if your girl love you. If your girl be cheap, but if you don't never find out, then she love you. Now she careless say she wants you to find out. But like Cause I look at it like she did. It's a random hookup. Nah, she don't fuck with you like that for real though. Women don't just do random hookups. But if they're speaking as on the situation, we probably can rekindle some shit later on down the line because it was a random hookup opposed to her like hooking up with somebody she ex or somebody she got a kind of a relationship with, whether it's a friendship or a coworker, somebody she be around all the time. Like them situations right there are dangerous when cheating because they cause a threat to you opposed to something that just happened. See, because like they always be around. Like, see, they done built some kind of rapport with each other. So that's who you gotta watch.
All right, good point. I'm gonna play a little devil's advocate. Matter of fact, Drew, would you deal with that shit?
No.
Okay. Well, I was saying, double F.
Did you think Drew was going to say yes, he'll deal with it?
I wouldn't be surprised. It's the podcast. He's had it.
But I also think in like some relationships, this won't apply to me. But like people that have been together for a very long time, like high school, college, into like they early mid-30s, maybe even their 40s. I think if somebody's cheating those type of relationships, I don't think that there's going to be a deal breaker. I don't think
it's me too.
A deal breaker. Haven't had time to, especially if you, like, no people that have been together since high school and they ain't experienced nothing but this person.
They deserve a hall pass?
I wouldn't call it a hall pass, but I could understand why.
I'm calling it a hall pass.
You haven't experienced anything else. This goes back to that taking a break thing with y'all don't agree on a break. I feel like people should take breaks in relationships, especially when they've been together since they were kids, because you're growing age-wise. You need to grow experience-wise too. And you can't always experience something with somebody. Like, yeah, the goal on the relationship is to grow with your partner. And I think that's easier said when you've experienced life. Like, at this age, if you go settling down in your early 30s, you've done all the bullshit.
You grow from there.
Yeah, you done had those one-night stands, those your whole stage and all of this stuff. But some people, they good with it. Like, they good with being somebody that they've been with throughout all of high school. You ain't got nothing to compare it to. And once a woman and sometimes even a man get out there and they, you know, you get a job, you in the work field, you talking to people or you make friends and these people telling you about the stuff they doing, you ain't never experienced that. Oh, my man did this when we had sex. Oh, my man ain't never did that. Mm-hmm. Like, and so not saying that there's grounds for cheating, that's where good conversation come in, that like you need to communicate with them, like, let's try this. But I think also people just have to do what works for them. I think a lot of time people in relationships or stay in a relationship after cheating because of what the outside world may think of them or how the world perceives them. A lot of women stay in relationships after they've been cheated on countless times because of kids. Or because of history. Like, I done gave this man all of these. I've been with him all these years. So, why I'm going to let him cheating break up what we got going on? And so, it's all about the way you do it. It's the respectful way to do it. Don't let everybody know what you're doing.
Yeah, don't be playing. You can't be playing in the face.
That part right there. And I think that just always go back to doing what works best for you and your relationship with you and your spouse.
Yeah, women can handle it, but on just being honest, men can't handle it.
If a man stay with a woman after they cheat, it'll never be the same. So this goes to the other part of it. I don't think it's ever the same on anyone's end, because you don't always. I think people always think about it. Me. Yeah. If I'm gonna stay with you, that's the fact. You better be done cheated with a badass bitch that's like, and I ain't even talking about bad, like, looks wise. She better have a lot going for herself. But she
even if the woman herself, so even if it's a random,
I'm gonna throw this shit up every chance I get. Like, as soon as I'm over, I'm gonna be like, you fuck with that busted ass damn girl. I told you so the fuck you went and fuck her.
Well, she sucked.
You can't pull nobody else.
He says she suck it good every time.
That shit don't work. She fucked up. That shit does not work. She fucked up because, like, that's why I say the person got cheated on and they stay in a relationship, they got an open hand. I don't care.
Yeah.
Until that relationship over, that person
they
got
get,
an open
they get
hand.
Back anytime they want to.
Yeah, they got a control of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Where you going? I'm going like, out.
Yeah.
Fucking
with
you every night.
But see, because I like to talk and I like to analyze stuff and I want to know, like, why did you cheat? Like, and I don't even think it's about me. Like, what made you do that? She gave you some attention. She told you was cute and I don't be telling you that. Like, I want to know all of it. Like,
he tell you everything straight up. What you going to do?
It just
she can deal with it. Women can deal with it. Let that shit flip around. We're gonna go crazy.
Okay.
I can't say I can't.
Like, the situationship that I was in for like years, like, I found out he was fucking with the girl and I only found out because she posted him on Facebook for their birthday.
Oh,
and no, it wasn't like it was a fuck up. My homegirl told me one time she was talking about the dude and she was like, If he gonna fuck around, he need to fuck up and not down. Meaning, fuck somebody that's better than me. I didn't feel like the bitch was better than me. So I asked him, I was like, what made you fuck with her? But the type of dude he was, he do the stuff that y'all think, y'all say women do. He don't have sex with nobody until he's built up on it. Like, it's gonna be a whole lot of communication and it gonna be that type of bond. Like, we talked for a year before we ever had sex. So I know if he fucked somebody, oh, he really liked them. He don't do random fucking.
Yeah, she blew his mind.
Yeah.
She just gave him some attention. I think she was calm and all of this shit. After you done took me through so much, I'm not gonna be calm anymore. Like, I always got attitude. Like, I'm giving you back all this shit. So he said it was because of the place that me and him was in. He was like, we went in a good space. The only thing we was doing was arguing. We weren't really having sex. And she was there. Okay, she was there. Let her keep being there. And that kind of killed everything that was with us. Like, I tried to get over it. I tried like hell. It took a long time. I'm over it now, but I'm also over him now too.
Well,
so, damn. Yeah. So, and it's like,
yeah, go through that.
It is what it is. But I think, like, going forward, because of all the emotional damage and trauma that I've experienced with him and, like, with other men, if I get with another dude, like, I don't even know if I can just be all in emotional-wise. Like, yo, we can have these feelings. I could probably love you, but you do some shit, you might not even get no response out of me. Like, you could just come tell me, I fucked that girl. I'm like, okay, so how is it?
Oh man, so
you're
situation
now.
Yeah,
she numb to. Yeah, like, and I think I'm numb to a lot of stuff. Like, I'm not finna argue with you. You wanna argue today? I can't do it. Like, no. What are you mad about? Oh, I was just talking to this dude and he told me I wasn't aggressive enough. He was like, you're so soft. I was like, me soft? I said, you tell somebody that, they ain't even gonna believe that shit. Like I told Tevin about it last week, I was like, this boy said I was soft. He tells Marissa, you soft? I didn't even know you knew how to be soft. No, like, I do know how to be soft, but it's just like, I ain't got them fighting me no more. Like, for what? What am I doing? What I'm being aggressive for? I'm too old.
Yeah, don't worry. That my go-to line. I ain't been like, hey, all that, they're rah-rah. I ain't, you got
it. You need a nonchalant.
You got it. It's just like, I know I ain't finna waste no energy on stuff. Like, I know I ain't gonna get no.
It's like, I'm not even nonchalant anymore. Like, I've gotten to a point in life where I'm speaking on my feelings. Like, if I don't like something, if you did something, it upset me. If you did something that made me happy, like, I'm gonna let you know every feeling that this has brought on. And then when you make me feel like you don't care about me expressing those feelings, then now I really ain't got nothing to say. So now I'm about to be quiet and it's going to be okay to everything. You want to do this? Yeah, we can. How was your day? Okay. It's going to, like, that's all I'm going to give you, because now you didn't appreciate when I was communicating. Mm. So now you about to get this version of it.
Even the next man?
Huh?
Even the next man?
No.
Hey,
everybody get a clean slate when they start off with me. I don't make nobody pay for what the other person did. So, like, if I start with somebody new, you're going to get the same thing. Like, I'm going to express all these emotions. I'm going to tell you this. Like, I'm really like an open book. And Trav like to say, you can't tell nobody. You can't give them the roadmap.
Yeah, and the blueprint. I'm
telling y'all, niggas can't read. They can't read. Like, I can clearly say, don't yell at me. Don't curse at me. Don't do this. I like open communication. If you got something going on and y'all want to be bothered, tell me. Niggas will do that shit for like 2 or 3 days. Then that thing, you know, like, oh, I just got a lot going on. Well, what you got going on? Tell me that. Tell me you don't want to talk because you got a lot going on, because I told you in the beginning that's all you got to do. But no, I don't treat anybody based on how the next person, the person before them did. Like, no, everybody get fair opportunity. And then, like, once she ain't showing me, then I got to go. You gotta go. Somebody gotta go. This shit gonna be over with. And I think with the cheating thing, like, I don't think we can really say what we will or won't do until we in that situation.
I ain't gonna lie. I
think maybe women. But then I don't even know about men. Like, I think men will say, I'm done with that bitch and da 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 da. They'll stay. But you know, one thing I can say about men and women, a man will get cheated on and leave a relationship or stay in a relationship, and nobody will ever know that that woman cheated on him unless she tell him.
Yeah, because the ego. The ego.
And even when men cheat, they don't tell their girlfriend, their wife, their whatever. She tell the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On blood. Yeah, they want that position. They want
he cheated on me. No, well, I didn't know, but now I know because you told me.
If a nigga like that, if he out there saying that this bitch cheated on me, all that.
But that's what I'm saying, men don't tell.
That's what I'm saying. I say it'd be the emotional ass niggas. It'd be the cool ass niggas. Yeah, it'd be
a bitch made nigga, because real men, they ain't finna bash no woman. A woman can be everything under the sun to them and they ain't gonna tell. The only way people really know that a woman cheat is if she have a child and the child ain't his.
Yeah, damn.
Yep.
Because he ain't gonna tell
that's him. The only way. Unless he got a child or
the whole child not being
here.
People won't really know unless they break up or she have the real father in the life or whatever. Like, men don't tell on women. And I can salute men for this shit. Y'all, they be keeping that shit clean. They keep everybody out the mix of it.
Yeah. You don't want to be labeled as an emotional ass nigga. And then girls like, oh, he too emotional. He be telling everything. That's why some girls like the nigga on trail and all that shit.
Some men stay with women. So what's the point in telling? And I feel like that about women too. Like, what's the point in telling all the stuff he done did if you're going to stay with him? Unless you telling it to somebody that's like, you got their friend, that non-judgmental friend. That mm-hmm. ain't gonna judge you about whatever. Because see me, I'ma understand. Like, you wanna stay with me? Yeah, well go ahead and stay. You wanna leave?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, that's my thing. Yeah, you can, yeah, you do what you wanna do. Like, I ain't finna tell you leave. No, I ain't finna tell nobody leave. Nobody. Like, shit, you made
all
that
the
decision.
Time I be on that leave shit is good that nigga be they ass. Like, yo, he whipping
yeah,
your ass.
Nah, if
like,
it comes to a situation
to go,
like that.
Now I'm scared because what if he kill you?
Yeah, yeah. Now if it's a situation like that, then yeah. You know, thing shit. You gotta.
Most dudes keep the girl around just for sex anyway, because they just like, oh,
not necessarily.
I think the older we get, the more we realize sex is not that deep.
No, I said earlier, like you got to put stuff on the post. Like I think people now 30, we should put stuff in our on a pyramid scale. That's why I say love is really is the most least thing. The least important thing in a relationship as you get older. Like when you put stuff on the like what's list, love and sex about at the bottom of the pyramid. Because you guys know you gotta start off with God, and then most important thing, loyalty. Then you know we're grown, so we gotta do finances. Yeah. Then maybe sex, then love. Love could be the foundation. But like, because I feel like love can be grown, like because
you can learn to love somebody.
Yeah, you can learn to love somebody. Love, like, it don't like love. Two things that are gonna change in a long-term relationship. Looks and love. That's them, those two things that gonna always change. Cause you ain't gonna always look the same, you ain't always gonna love that person the same.
You gotta look like something from the start, didn't
you? Yeah. You gotta look like something, but you know, I we get older.
You can be medium ugly. Yeah. Like you can have a little ugly. Like,
damn, medium ugly.
Yeah, because I like them with a little medium ugly. I hate them because they know they look good. I'm like, shit on my fucking nerves. Like, calm down. No,
damn, when they can't have confidence.
I was talking to you.
She don't want nobody
to know they ugly. Stop saying you're ugly, because now I got to act like you're not.
Yeah. That's
dude,
one thing.
To be like, I know I'm ugly. I'm like, you're not ugly. You dressed really nice. And he did dress nice. Like, he made the stuff look good. But he had everything else that would have made me deal with him, though. Like, he was like the complete package. He had one baby mama. She was in another state. Child was like 12. Like, he had a good job.
Like
he had his own place to stay. Huh?
That ain't true, man. They like me. They just like me.
Just like me.
He was like 6 feet. So, you know. He didn't get mad easily. Like,
damn.
You know, he just wanted to be a hoe. He didn't get the experience his whole stage. So, you know, just go do you. Like, he done did a long time relationships. Yeah. And then he got trust issues because his baby mama, who is his ex-wife, she cheated on him. Then the girl he got with after that, she cheated on him. So you can't come to me with them issues because I'm not.
Oh, man. He need to heal.
Yeah. And I used to tell him all the time, like, I'm smarter than them. If I'm cheating on you, you ain't going to find out.
Mm. That's why I say that. Nah, they just didn't like him like that.
You scared the fuck out of that nigga then.
A woman
but, and I,
really
but I didn't
like
tell
you,
him in the beginning,
you know.
Though. Like, I didn't say it right
nigga
off.
Fragile.
I didn't say it at first. He just kept bringing it up. He was like, it's just hard to trust. And you got all these male friends. And da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, dude,
yeah,
you
niggas stressing.
Right and then he just kept saying, you got to understand what I've been through. No, I don't. But after I got fed up one day, I was tired of hearing this shit. I was like, look, I'm not them. If I'm going to cheat on you, you will never know.
Damn.
I'm smart.
You yeah, amplify that nigga anxiety. Hey, you amplify that nigga anxiety. Wait a minute.
That shit killed his confidence.
Yeah, you took Old Yeller in the backyard and shot that nigga. Goddamn.
You gotta have confidence, man. Yeah, you gotta start with confidence. He needs to go and get him some counseling, though, for real. And he heals because it ain't gonna never work out. But
too many like, women out there for you to be worried.
To go back to cheating, I can say cheating is wrong. And people like to say cheating is a mistake. Cheating is not a mistake. It's a regret. But it's definitely not a mistake because you put in thought and action to do it. So cheating is never a mistake. It's just a regret. And maybe you got caught, maybe you didn't, but it's something you wanted to do. You can't make a mistake or do something you want to do. That's not a mistake. That's a regret.
What's a mistake?
A mistake is doing something you intend to do. Like you say, if I'm driving, this shit gonna sound fucked up. If I'm driving and we driving or you riding somewhere and you mess hit a cat or something in the road or a dog or even a person. By mistake. That's a mistake.
Yeah, you kind of mistakenly hit that girl when he fucked her. That one of them
mistakes. Sometimes you can fall in the pussy.
It ain't no mistake.
But what makes cheating bad? Because you agreed to be monogamous? That's what makes it bad?
No, because you told that person that I'm going to use. Yeah.
The agreement you made, the agreement, like if you were open by like, hey man, I just want an open relationship. We can be together, but I want to be with other people. Just like y'all seen that Chico Bean interview. Basically, what he's saying, like,
yeah,
I like Chico. I like his mind. I like the way he put it.
Like,
people that shit, they still want to you to be the main person. They be like, I ain't gonna get attached and all that shit, and then they get attached. And then that's
what if you make these? I'm finna make y'all go back to the break stuff. You make these commitments, then you have a change of heart and you want to break up so you can go explore.
Hey, you gotta be real then. You just gotta like, hey man, this ain't working out. Well, you can't say it's not working out, but I think we should break up. Because I don't say break, because like, man, before we start recording, me and Russell were talking about like, you on a break, it works until you meet somebody that's better than the person you left. You know what I'm saying? You might meet somebody that damn it checks off all the box. Then you're going to be in a predicament. Then like, what I'm going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
That's the dangers of a break.
Yeah, gonna be fucked up. Like, damn, I'm in love with two people. Oh well.
Yeah, make a decision then.
You really do. I mean, when you be out there cheating and shit, man, you just gotta be honest and straight up. And like, when you're in a relationship, you say, like, look, right now, I just feel like I'm fucked up. And I feel like I need to go work on myself or focus on myself right now. I just feel like we should just, you know, take some time apart and all that.
You know, you gotta say that. Break up. Nah, just break up.
Nah,
just
you can say up. That. That's a nice word.
But Keith Sweat, why you saying all that extra stuff? Then you change their voice and they're probably how you can call somebody.
And then they'll be like, okay, no problem. And then that'll be it. I mean, sometimes you just gotta be honest and you gotta make them feel comfortable. It's a way of saying shit, though. If you just execute, fuck it. I'm just being honest. I'm saying the way you say shit and come off shit, people can understand where you're coming from. Now, if you come out there like an asshole, then they're going to get a response for being an asshole. If you coming out being a sweetheart, I remember one girl told me, like, you always think you're fucking nice. You're not nice. You're just an asshole. You just like to say shit nice. So.
Were you not nice, or she just didn't like what you was saying, no matter how you said
it? I don't know. I was young.
The truth hurts sometimes. I don't think you're an asshole, not you per se, but people in general. When you telling the truth, it's the way to say stuff. It's not about what you say, it's how you say it. But as long as you're getting the point across, because you really could be an asshole, so I just don't want to fuck with you.
Yeah.
don't wear my with men no more. I be nice to them when I end stuff.
That all you gotta do is like you just gotta make that person feel comfortable. You just can't come out and say you was not fulfilling my, you was ain't shit, you ain't this and all that. Just say, look, this is not working. I don't want to waste your time and all that
but
shit.
But I that's never you tried do. Again with a man and they told me no. Like, I just haven't.
I mean, I just been like, fuck it. If you don't want to be with me, you
but
just
I think
stop.
I know who not to try again with. Like. Well, but no, I just cut these people off like a month ago because of this dude. And then the day I just like checked both of them to see and tested the waters. And I don't think I did text one of them and said, how you doing? He wrote back and said, I'm good. How are you? Before I could respond, he said, I miss you. I was like, yeah, I still got it. I be having to make sure I like still got the juice. Like,
you know,
they got that juice.
You talking about my Key Sweat voice. You got that old nice tone woman southern voice, and then them boys be coming around and all that shit. That's what happened.
Well, I got two dates tomorrow.
You know?
I'm gonna do one in the midday and one at night.
I don't know. I think I'm just, you know, switching one of them up and just do it Saturday.
In Columbus?
Yeah, what you mean in Columbus? You asking, are they from Columbus?
You know how small the city is.
Yeah,
I'm not sneaking and doing nothing though. I'm single.
Oh, you dating? Oh,
wow. Dime every morning. It's all in me.
Tell them that.
I'm heavy on the, I'm leaning towards whoever is applying the most pressure.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's why I'm in this relationship now.
Drew said in Columbus, like, yeah, we'll go to Atlanta if we want to, but and the thing is, both of them stay in Harris County. Don't either one of them stay in Columbus, but yeah.
You want us to take Harris County out?
I don't care what y'all take out. Oh, you gotta take that out. Oh, you talking about like in this part? No,
you know, I'm just saying, because I know you say you don't care who checks you, so but yeah. Well, yeah,
this ain't gonna come out next week anyway, so the dates be over.
Be that when I'm but neither,
put it out,
so I
put it out tonight.
So I have 2 days.
You taking her to Red Lobster
plans tomorrow? So I was like, ain't nothing concrete. Like, come on, like, what y'all want to do? I don't want to just chill. I've been chilling for too long. I want to go out. So whoever want to go out, we going out. But I feel like both of them gonna tell me yes.
Go write a book.
I'm gonna
write tomorrow.
I think I got I don't care. I ain't gonna melt. I think I got ADHD. Like, I be getting sidetracked. If I go get me some medication so I can focus, I could write a book. I probably stay up a night and just write the whole thing.
Well, you need is Adderall.
Don't say that.
Anyway,
Adderall. What your date say? ADHD.
What did you say?
So where your date at?
I don't know yet. I don't know what I want to do.
Crash that shit.
Why?
Why not?
For what? We had a conversation when we get done. What else are we supposed to talk about, y'all?
Yeah, post-nut. We moved on to post-nut, Claire.
You don't want to skip over the post-nut and go straight into the lust for friends and shit?
Nah, we ain't what we got to do?
Just post-nut is just the same thing. It's like when you get your nut. You know, men feel a certain different way when they nut. And do you feel guilty and all that shit when you know you ain't supposed to be doing this shit?
I don't think men feel like
it. Nah, they just regret it. Yeah, they regret it.
I don't think they regret it. Don't nobody regret cheating until they get caught.
Unless you get a baby.
They regret it then. They probably regret how they got caught.
What'd you
they
say?
Probably like, damn, I should have deleted this. I shouldn't have told this person that. I think they regret the way that they got caught. I don't think they regret the act.
What if you don't get caught? But sometimes you don't get caught. Like, you just be like, damn, I know I should.
I did.
Like, come home. Just come home and say, I just love you. You're just a loyal boyfriend and all that shit. And you're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel like shit.
Right.
Damn, I got a good girl at the house and I'm out here fucking around with God knows who. Especially when you and then you got some girls who have a boyfriend and you just the part of the act. Like, damn. Knowing she got a boyfriend and you still fucking them.
You don't get crusades. But I get
down for regret.
I love that damn Drew.
What you said, Drew?
I said, God is good.
Yeah,
there you go.
Here's ass. God damn. But yeah. Like, you don't get caught. No, it just ain't. Don't have them post nut clarity, baby. Don't get caught and don't have no baby. Okay, then you're fucked up. Then you got a kid.
He forgive head.
Hell no, because that's used to be my theory. If I know a girl, that's how I tell a girl to cheat. She don't want to get no head, she cheating on somebody.
Hold on, wait, say that again.
Now, I used to deal with a girl, she had a dude, right? And it's been tested, over years and years and years.
You feel like you said if she don't want to give you no head, that means she got a boyfriend.
She, yeah. Yeah, telltale sign. It's a telltale sign.
I'm gonna wait till y'all. I hope y'all don't know me, the savage ass female that don't care. Yes, I'm gonna.
Hey.
I mean, I keep going with it, but
when I spent the night at that girl, she had a boyfriend. She was something to do.
He wasn't together. Y'all, they wasn't together though.
God, the way he was.
Do y'all think men are the same way if they got a girlfriend? They ain't
even a girl. Please. They gonna nigga. Shit, hell yeah, niggas don't care.
Oh, okay.
But if she don't give you no head, she cheating on somebody.
What if she got no good head at all?
She ain't grown then, single. So you should not be in that situation at all. Then
you gonna be single. You got a girl has to suck dick. That's mandatory. I'm sorry.
Why?
We 30 years old. We 30.
Let me just say this. Why? Because if you are not sucking my dick, I'm gonna find somebody else who's gonna suck my dick.
Y'all keep sweating so hard right now.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's the thing.
What?
No, I'm just saying, look, listen to what I'm saying. If a man
why try to you that for his promo next week?
He is. Yeah, you know, if I say some wild shit, I'm always going to be on the promo. If I say some smart shit, yeah, let's leave it in the back. But if I say some wild shit, nah. So if a man come up to you and say, I don't eat pussy.
Women don't care about it like we care about it.
That's a lie.
That's what I just said. Like, she said, what?
I'm going to be like, you don't eat it or you don't know how to eat.
I don't want to eat it. My lips are too precious for pussy. I fuck it. No, he say that shit.
And he don't like
DJ Khaled.
So this is when he becomes my friend. He becomes my homie.
Exactly.
Boy, or he becomes somebody that I met because I'm an oral person. So that's not gonna work for me.
So that's why I be like, if a girl ain't gonna suck your dick, you gonna find somebody else who's gonna suck your dick.
So does that make cheating okay?
What?
If somebody
How's it cheating? She ain't gonna be my girlfriend if she don't suck my dick.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's one of the rules to be your girlfriend.
Oh yeah, that's a rule. You got Yep.
That's at the top of the list. Like Trav said, looks and love at the bottom. Head is at the top.
Yeah.
Where's the loyalty?
Very important.
Head is when you're grown.
Lamar said, head is the answer. Head is the future. So
put good head because I ain't never thinking they can.
I done had some bad head before.
Everybody can't
do it.
Teeth and all. That shit hurt.
That's a little bit of teeth.
No, I'm saying. You like the teeth?
Yeah, a little bit.
You probably like the grazing part of it. Like, if some people don't know how to graze their teeth over the beak. Not like
biting. Not biting.
It's like a grazing.
I'm not biting. This man talking about, ain't nobody taking bites out of it. He's talking about biting.
I didn't say all that. I'm just saying. You know, some girls been snaggled. Some girls got snaggled tooth and shit.
Feeling teeth the entire time. Like, you feeling more teeth than you feeling.
Yeah, like you're trying to rub
more moisture. You talk about the grazing where you feel it every now and then and they know how to do it in a certain way.
No. Everybody has their different strokes. Some people like the gooch. Some people like their balls licked and all that shit. Some girls like to get their ass ate.
Look at it back to his little subtle tone. He was just all aggressive and shit. He was passionate about, yeah, you can't be my girl without sucking dick.
I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be person. Sorry about you having a
person. No, I said I'm sorry. I said I'm a passionate person. That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to do that shit. You gotta. That's why you gotta
so
do with somebody.
The girl check off all the rest of the boxes that you got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we ain't gotta talk about this since you got a girlfriend now. But like,
no, we good. Go ahead.
Before like, you don't cheat. What if your girlfriend now was as amazing as she is? Like, you know how you fell for her because she was checking on you. She was doing this. She was doing that. Then when y'all got to the sexual part of it, it's like, oh, I don't suck dick.
First of all, nah. But here's my thing though. That was a joke. But nah, when I talk to when I'm getting talked to women and all that shit, when you get to know each other on a personal level, you gotta know what do they like in the bedroom before you even pursue that shit. I need to know everything.
I lead with sexual conversations, so ain't no needing us wasting time.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm not going. That's what I'm saying. I'm not about to be fully invested in something.
Because if I can't do what you like we're wasting time. Because sex is a big part of the relationship.
And then you just got to talk for a few weeks, and then you throw it out there.
I'm not talking for a few weeks. Like if we gonna, because I do long phone conversations, especially in the beginning. Like so, we gonna get that in the beginning. Like
yeah, I mean, you just throw it out there. You don't want to come off as a perv, but you just sneak that shit in there. So what do you like and all that shit and blah blah blah. I think you suck dick. You know, yeah, I suck dick. You know that shit, and then you just move on. You just gotta clarify. She suck dick. She don't suck dick. Move the fuck on. Oh, you're a good friend. Cause who really does? Can you really marry a woman who don't suck dick?
If you don't like head,
what man doesn't like head?
Some dudes don't, for real. I can't even say it.
Yeah, but Michael, some people at a certain age, they start to prioritize things that are important. I got a friend that's getting married. I don't know when they get married. They just engaged. He said his girlfriend doesn't give good head, but he don't tell her that, or his fiance. He said he never told her that, though.
I mean, all you really got to do, if a woman got dry mouth and she don't know what to do, just put a Mentos in her mouth and just do that. Oh, and just control it. No, just control it.
I don't think there's a thing of not giving good head for a woman. I think when a woman doesn't give good head, it's because one, either she's new to it, or two, she don't want to do it.
Yeah. It sounds like sex is the main thing you like.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nigga, how long you been knowing me?
because he's in it,
as far as prioritizing,
that means you feel like it's.
I'm just saying though, I like loyalty. I told y'all the main thing, key thing about me is you're gonna be loyal, is you're gonna be trustworthy and all that shit. Sex can come and go. Every day you be like, hey, you gotta
be loyal, trustworthy, and suck deep.
Yeah, that too. I'm not gonna pressure a girl to have sex with me. I want a girl to have sex with me. I want a girl to want to have sex. I'm not about to pressure no girl to have sex with me. I don't want to be the pursuit. I want her to pursue me. That's why I make her feel comfortable, make her feel beautiful, give her affirmations, make her feel, you know what I'm saying? Let her open up. And that's how you do the shit. But yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, Michael, that dude, you can just come take a nap with me. We ain't got to do nothing but sleep. You said you was tired.
Yeah, you tired. You want to watch something? You want something to eat?
Shit,
so you want to chill? Oh my God, you're such a gentleman. Thank you.
Like that girl said, you an asshole.
yeah, a lot of people. I went. Drew know. Drew said, you from Big Daddy to Fat Fuck in a minute. I just got to be honest, though. Shit. But I'm still, like, you got some girls that still, you know, fuck with me because I was always honest, though, so. But yeah. You say what?
You said they still fuck with you.
I said they still fuck with me.
They still fuck with you or they got respect for you.
Like that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Drew was about to make that go somewhere else.
Oh yeah, because yeah.
Did you not hear him?
Yeah, that's why I asked him what he said. He said, "What with you?" And I said, "Oh, he about to turn to something else." And the next thing you know, I'm gonna hear a big old whoop, and then
Marissa saved you.
But yeah, it's all good.
And Drew be trying to trip you up. He ain't really a friend.
He trip himself up.
You see the negative? You're supposed to be my friend. You're not saying no positive affirmations. Fucking Gemini.
Like what you just said. Nigga, how long you been knowing me?
Why you friends with him?
Because I piss him off all the time and that shit make me laugh. It's been like that since we first met each other. I always piss that nigga off.
So Michael seems to think that men have post-nut clarity after they cheat and they feel some type guilty of way about it.
It's guilty.
I know that. Don't think they feel guilty after they nut, especially if it's a good nut. I think they feel guilty when they get caught. Or they feel guilty when they run around wondering if they're going to get caught. Like, dang, do she know I done did something?
I mean, I when can put start, it to like...
I don't think people... have any type of post-nut clarity.
Well, some niggas think what they did.
I hit it and cheated before and did a conversation with them.
And the beat goes on.
Y'all done cheated before?
I ain't never cheated.
Yes.
Who said yes? Drew.
Yeah.
How would I had this conversation for this long and I didn't know you had cheated? Why did you cheat?
I was waiting for him to say
I said it prior on early episode.
Oh, yeah. Why did she cheat?
Because she said the girl said she bet she make me like leave my girlfriend and she let me hit. So I said, all right, we'll see.
Did you feel bad after you met it?
Hell yeah. I said this shit was not worth it.
So you didn't feel bad because you were guilty, you was disappointed.
Let me see.
Yeah, you
felt bad because yeah.
Did you tell on yourself or how did your girlfriend find out?
I don't even know if she know.
She don't know Bruce Wayne.
Y'all still together?
No. My baby mama, no.
Oh. The one you proposed to?
I didn't propose to. I was going to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That man called me and said, that shit was not worth it. Solid laugh. I'm like, what?
What made it not worth it? Was it not good? I got a follow-up question behind it, so be mindful of how you answered it.
It wasn't
either way,
good.
No matter how you answered, I still got a follow-up question. So was it good?
No. I had a condom on, so it wasn't good.
This is my next question. What makes pussy good? Like all three of y'all said it, but you know, like
I guess we didn't even have like an intimate level. We weren't that affectionate. So
you like affectionate sex?
Yeah.
Oh, and y'all was just fucking.
Yeah, we're just fucking. We're like, no make love shit.
That's why I like foreplay.
Shut the fuck up.
Y'all didn't do no foreplay. You just went and I put the condom on and put your dick on.
Yep, to win that.
That's why it wasn't good.
I like presentation.
Well, there we have it.
This is good with presentation.
It wouldn't last long anyway. If I did chose a state, it wouldn't last long. No way.
Why?
There was no shut up. There was no
chemistry.
Yeah, it was just sick.
I ain't saying shit.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. But yeah, good pussy is all about presentation. How she be giving you that sexy look and all that shit. She talk nasty to you. All that shit. That makes good pussy. Now, if you come in there with an attitude, say, come get this pussy, I ain't got time.
Y'all don't think you can be good by somebody just telling you to come get it?
Well, depends. If she been like for real, for it depends. If y'all into that rough shit, like fuck you, nigga, like that baby boy shit with Yvette and fucking Jody. I hate you, and you go up there and fuck the shit up.
That was emotional states. Emotional states is always good, no matter the emotion.
Yeah, but if you coming in here like nigga, yeah, come in here. You just gotta get her wet and all that shit. She ain't already wet and all that shit. Do foreplay, but fucking want it. You want somebody to want you. You gotta have that same chemistry with the same person. If one person chemistry off, then that shit ain't gonna work. And that's why I ain't good pussy. But yeah, that's what that shit is. But yeah, y'all moving on to lustful to a male or female friend. I just feel like everybody has that 1% thought that damn, she is cute and fine. Would you fold in that situation and all that shit? And sometimes you just gotta be like, you know what? Our friendship is too dope for that. I ain't gonna even fuck with that. Because once you have sex with a friend, everything changes. Everything.
And that's what I've been trying to tell y'all when you know who I'm trying to fuck me.
Who?
Somebody was trying to fuck you.
Oh.
Yes. And I've been turning it down.
Y'all why? Make a good couple though.
They won. No, we would not.
Yes, y'all would. Y'all be why arguing.
Would y'all make a good couple, Drew?
Like I told, I know it don't count, but she used to talk to my cousin like back in middle school, whatever. So.
That really don't count.
I know, but still, that's just how I am.
I didn't know that. Now, huh? Okay.
So, but she been trying to. I know she don't care, but she still been like throwing hints at me like she want to get together. But I always turn it down because. Like the time frame she been asking me, I was like, I was going through my whole phase, so I didn't want to put her through all that. So I was looking out for her feelings, so I just turned it down. So.
Y'all gonna be some aggressive ass sex. Y'all need to be going at it.
So you worried about, huh?
Hmm?
Like, hey, you heard me, nigga.
Like, hmm?
Drew don't want to talk to this girl because she talked to his ex when they were 13.
Oh my god, she's a nice girl too, very nice.
Talked to my cousin.
I'm sorry, whoever she talked to when she was 13.
Very nice girl. So, I mean, sometimes you know you be hanging out with that one friend. Like, y'all should go out together. No, nah, we're just friends, and all that shit. Sometimes y'all gotta try it out, but everybody makes that shit feel awkward sometimes when other people, outside people, pressure that shit. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere and just talk about it if you really fuck with that person, really, really. But, trust me.
I really just got respectful. I know how I am. I'm gonna put through all that shit.
So. Ain't gonna lie, that shit does feel weird after
you fuck. Have you told her that?
Yeah, I told her that. Yeah, I did.
Oh.
That shit feels weird after you fuck a friend, though.
She said she respected it, so.
Aww.
That's cute. She lied. She wasn't letting you change her mind. Change her mind. Like, she wait. Whenever you change her mind, she's gonna go for it. Unless she got a man.
She gonna go at you.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I deem a man as my friend. I don't look at them like that. It's like, oh, now you my cousin or my mama of the child. So now you like my brother or something. So, nah.
The B word.
I don't do
brother.
It. I can't. Yeah, that's how I'm gonna look at it. Like, I don't want to have sex with you. You can be nice looking and you can be attractive, but I'm not going to be sexually attracted to you. I'm not going to be like, oh, let's try this. I tried this shit one time with a dude I was friends with. My pistol wouldn't get wet, so they just let me know then, like, let's just leave this where it is. You can just be my friend. Nah.
That thing said nope.
Because it went right. Like, no, just be my friend. Yeah. And it was really crazy because we joked about it. It was like one day we'll do this and da 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 da. But nah. So whenever I say I'm friends with a dude, I'm legit friends with him. We ain't having sex.
Yeah. That is an awkward ass feeling when you really just had sex with their ass and then now it's just weird. Now your things ain't the same. Then you got fucking damage on the friendship and everything. He's like, what?
We're best friends now.
It's like sometimes you got to talk about that shit. You just can't really be the aggressor and all that shit and make everything feel awkward and all that shit. And sometimes they test the waters out, see what happens. Because sometimes you wind up, one of your friends become your girlfriend and all that shit, then it's going to get weird when y'all break up because y'all got mutual friends and shit. So now everybody going to be awkward and shit. But, you live and you learn. And Marissa got the brothers on instead of the friends on.
I don't call them my brothers, though. Like, if I meet a dude, I just let them know, like, yeah, I got male friends. Yeah. At the end of the day, ask you not ever had sex with them. No. They like family.
Yeah. You just got to have that draw the line. Because every time you be with, like, a female friend or some shit, there's always that one nigga be like, oh, I see you. I ain't like that. That's why it's hard for men to have female friends because everybody always thinking something up. And especially if you got a pretty female friend, they always think something up.
Why she always hang with him?
I see you, McCoy.
Hey.
But I feel like I think those type of friendships really only work when people are single. Or like if they in a relationship, it's not a serious relationship. Like I feel like once they get married, then you can still have them type of friends, but I feel like the friendship should change up on some type of level. Like y'all can still be cool, but it's all a part of growth.
Yeah. Well, I got in a relationship. I just told my girl about everything. So I just let everything out. So I said, you ain't gotta worry about me doing anything.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's the gayest thing I ever heard.
It could be the gayest thing. What you said, Marissa?
I think I'd be too honest with men, so I'm going to start lying.
Wow.
You already got 2 days.
See, that's the point right there. Somebody going to hear this podcast. Like, damn. Like when you said, just be honest with the man. Look.
I was going to lie about.
True, but I'm just saying, if you're being honest and straight up for it and all that, you're going to find one dude.
I'm not talking about the friend thing. I'm talking about it in general. Like, I'd be honest and they don't know how to take this shit.
Oh. Well, shit. Men need a woman's opinion. Sometimes that help their ass. Maybe you got, I don't know. Some men. Of these niggas. Nah, some of the niggas you described be on some other shit. Like, boo-hoo crying and shit. Like, man the fuck up. Oh, guys, go get your testosterone check, too. If you're feeling very low and shit and all that, go get your testosterone check. A lot of men don't know this. If you're feeling depressed and sad, you damn right. They fix my shit.
They fix it.
Mm-hmm.
What was wrong with it?
He's a fuckaholic now.
Yeah, that shit is. They gave me steroids. But yeah, that shit's good now. But a lot of men need to do that. If a man's all whiny and bitchy and sad and depressed all the time, go get your testosterone check.
Men don't be sad and depressed. They be manipulating people. Don't shit be wrong with them.
Well, they need some counseling because some niggas be narcissists. We need to leave that word in the past. Narcissists. Some of them be fucking, how can I say it? Sociopath and all that shit. It's just all about you. And I'm pretty sure you can read men. It's just like, when you describe some of these type of men, they'll be like, she just telling you the truth. All you got to do is just deal with the shit.
I'm going to just get back with my ex because we talk about everything.
I mean, you could do that.
Yeah, we just got to find our way back there. That's why I was late joining y'all today because we was having a nice conversation.
Is that the date guy?
One of them.
Saw that coming.
So let me guess. Yeah, one date lined up and then he popped out of nowhere.
He didn't really pop out of nowhere. I texted him today, too. And then, like, after we got off the phone, he was like, what you got planned for tomorrow? And I was like, well, I told you, dude, want to see me, but we ain't just really made concrete plans. I was like, we can meet somewhere, preferably, in a long time, because I want to be sure.
Told Buddy she got a date lined up. He said, I'm still taking you. Damn. Young man, how you going to respond? What are you
prepared to do? He listened to y'all, though, so we'll talk about this after it.
Hey, my God, I appreciate your views.
I told him I wasn't going to have no way to talk about him when we record. And here I go, found a way to talk about him anyway.
Hey, appreciate the views.
I'm having two dates.
It's gonna be next week, so he ain't gonna. Somebody gonna take you. Go to Red Lobster. Go get you some.
I don't want to go to Red Lobster. I ain't been to Red Lobster in a long time.
Longhorn Steakhouse. I guess I don't know.
What's your
hard player?
Yeah, Trev went on. But yeah, anybody else got going? Anything they want to add? Chad just disappeared.
Oh, damn, I had my mic muted. My bad.
Oh,
God, okay. Music.
The whole show.
He didn't
want to
talk the whole time. He texted me.
I didn't even know how long was muted though. Damn, we stalled my point.
He ain't said nothing in a while, and you really didn't say nothing when I just said what I said. So yeah,
I was saying, I was saying stuff, but I don't know why the shit had muted though.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. Y'all believe that?
But nah, I say a lot of dudes just ain't used to women though. And that's the problem.
Cause they ain't used to people like me. They just not used to a woman like me.
I'll call him Drew. I'm glad I ain't, you know, I wasn't calling, cause I was calling Drew. Especially with the situation you cheated. That led right into all that in that discussion we talked about today. About the damn friends and shit.
She was a good looking girl too. That man came back and said that was trash. I said, Oh,
that damn talk she was doing.
Yeah, she was talking big shit to you. She was talking big shit.
That's how you know stuff don't be good when people be talking about
it. You pussy gonna make you change your life.
Yeah, because good pussy speaks for itself and it don't talk like it just, you know, these bitches be talking and they be real loud. Like, just be quiet. Everybody good don't like what you're doing. Just because the other man was fucked up over it, that don't mean the next man gonna be fucked up. So just be quiet and see what happens.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the
time frame of your
dates? What's the time frame of your dates?
Why, Drew? You want to go on a date? You want to go with us?
Hell no.
Oh, so why you asking all these questions?
This has been the Gen Talk Podcast with Mike J.
You're going to have three dates.
In and out, Michael. Damn, we scored this. Damn, we've been this long ago, so we don't call it in a while. This shit over an hour.
Yeah. I'm going back. Some of you sensitive men, we'll get your testosterone checked.
So you got like.
It'll save your life. I was bitch made. And now.
You're whole made.
You damn right.
All right.
Hey. And women, suck your man's dick.
Cut them off, sir.
Just do it. No. Don't cut my mic off. I have a platform. But nah, it's been the Gen Talk Podcast. I like to appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. But yeah, don't go out there cheating. And please do not get a baby while you're cheating. And that's a super deal breaker. So be safe out there. And I like to give a shout out. Fuck it.
Yeah, shout out to Hudo. My bad.
Yeah. Like I said, happy birthday to Miss Ash Cake. That's it.
What her birthday?
Yeah, man, that was so nonchalant. Happy birthday, Ashley.
Happy birthday, Ash Cake.
I love you enough.
He was about to press the button and I thought he was gonna cut me off.
What are you taking though?
We're going to Roof Chris. Roof fucking Chris. This shit better be worth it.
If it ain't, what you gonna do? Eat it and pay for it.
You damn right.
Well, really pay for it because you ain't gonna know if it's not worth it until after you eat it.
Yeah.
True that.
You're good, but that damn bill. That's gonna zoom in on the bill.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Do you love
it? Trav had cut the recording.
He did.
Oh, he ain't saying Mike. This ain't telling people good night. Good night, everybody. My bad.
God damn.